Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I can't believe it. The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to sign Russell Wilson to a one-year contract. This is breaking news here on a Sunday night, right before free agency is officially due to begin later on this week, 4 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday. Welcome into the Believe in Steelers show. My name is Mark Birkin. Reacting to this news, before we get into it too far, today's episode brought to you by betonline.ag. They'll take care of all of your gambling needs this offseason, over-unders, player props, point spreads, March Madness right around the corner. Betonline.ag is the place to be. Use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And also, Cut.com, their new sponsor of the Believe in Steelers show, is a peer-to-peer social betting app. Online betting becoming legal in more and more states across the country. If you want to share your bets with family, friends, what have you, coworkers, cut.com is the place to do that. We have a promo code as well. That's Believe Steelers. That's BLEAV Steelers. You can see that on your screen right now. And I'm excited to have cut.com as a presenting sponsor of the show. Russell Wilson, though, to the Steelers. Here's what this means. You are effectively saying he is your starter going into next season. He's your starter, and you're punting on Kenny Pickett in year three with a new offensive coordinator and Arthur Smith in making this move. And a lot like Russell Wilson was at best the third best quarterback in his division in the AFC West behind Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. I see the same thing in the AFC North behind Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. Not sure about the status of Deshaun Watson going into this season. But you're effectively saying that he is going to be the starter. He'll be 36 in November, Russell Wilson, and Kenny Pickett's going to have to learn from under him. And if it doesn't go well, you say, well, maybe you have Russell Wilson for one season, and then maybe Pickett can pick it back up in year four. I understand the Steelers are getting him on the cheap. I don't really understand this move because I don't really know what it accomplishes. I get that he'll probably be better than Kenny Pickett, but what could Kenny Pickett do on a rookie deal? And you're already saying, hey, we've given up on Kenny Pickett. He's gotten his opportunity in his rookie year. In year two, he finishes with 6 touchdown passes and battles injuries. So now you're turning to Russell Wilson. You're not going to bring a Hall of Famer, a future Hall of Famer, a guy who should have 2 Super Bowl titles, if not for the Seahawks deciding to pass the ball down on the goal line against the Patriots. So I'm not arguing his pedigree, but Russell Wilson hasn't been that dude since at least 3 seasons, right? Like since he left Seattle, he hasn't been that dude. He hasn't been that Russ. And so when he's not performing, that's when everything with Russell Wilson to me in a locker room kind of rings hollow. I watch his media availabilities and the whole Broncos country, let's ride. Is it going to be, hey, Steelers country, let's ride? For better or for worse, he's going to be your starter week one of the 2024 season. And I also think it's interesting that Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers will play the Denver Broncos in the 2024 season. We don't know the exact date when, but we know that the two teams will play this upcoming season. And the game will be in Denver as well. Would like to see Russell Wilson get back. Sean Payton had to do the bidding of the Denver Broncos front office in what was one of the worst trades in NFL history. That trade that Denver and Seattle had in the haul Seattle got back to trade Russell Wilson. And Geno Smith wins that locker room over, ends up becoming a captain, tells me everything I need to know. And it's not that Russell Wilson's demeanor got him to, like, it got him to where he is as, what, an 8 or 9 time Pro Bowl player, 9 time Pro Bowl quarterback, right? Again, a future Hall of Fame player that we're talking about, but he's going to be 36 next year. He's an undersized 36-year-old quarterback too. So he's going to be your starter. Kiss Mason Rudolph goodbye too. So Mason Rudolph is going to be an unrestricted free agent. He's gone from Pittsburgh too. And I'm not saying Kenny Pickett or Mason Rudolph are better than Russell Wilson, but you're effectively punting on Kenny Pickett now as well. Is Russell Wilson going to be your one-year stopgap? Is he going to be the stopgap that you hope for with Mitch Trubisky post-Ben Roethlisberger? Right? Like, the Steelers got spoiled with Ben, and then they didn't have a plan after Ben because they catered to him. And when they brought in Mason Rudolph, remember, Ben was saying, hey, it's not my job to tutor this guy and to bring him along and to be his mentor. Russell Wilson's not going to come into the Pittsburgh Steelers to be the backup. I would be shocked if week 1, barring injury, Russell Wilson will be the starter. I have no doubt in my mind about that. I have no doubt in my mind about that. What production are you going to get out of a 35-year-old quarterback? And there are a lot of Steelers fans that were saying, well, we don't want to give up so much for Justin Fields, and who are the suitors for Justin Fields, and how much would you have to give up? At least there's upside there. At least there's, he hasn't played his best football in the NFL yet, right? Russell Wilson's best days are behind him. And he's playing in a really tough division, a physical division too, now in the AFC North. Again, he was the third best quarterback in the AFC West. He's going to be at best the third best quarterback in the AFC North. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. We'll see about Deshaun Watson this upcoming season. And I know Kenny Pickett would have been. Mason Rudolph, you could have said the same thing about. I don't know what this deal accomplishes if you're Pittsburgh. Unless it's to put everyone on notice to say, hey, point blank, this offense was not getting it done for years now. For years now. But when the team doesn't perform and all of that, everything that goes on with Russell Wilson, it kind of rings hollow. And we always say here on the Believe in Steelers show, listen to what the player said. Geno Smith said after Russell Wilson left town, it was not difficult to win over the locker room. And he became captain in year 1 after Russ left. How much of that success belonged more to Pete Carroll in the running game, in the dynamic receivers that they have in Seattle? And now Russell Wilson is going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. Yes, you're probably getting him on the cheap, and I understand the Broncos are paying his salary, but how does he fit into the fabric of the team, the Steelers organization? I'm not saying it's impossible that to work and look like, again, I probably do like Russell Wilson as a quarterback better than Kenny Pickett, but Kenny Pickett should still be on the up and up on a rookie deal. And now, unless you say, hey, year 4, when Russ is gone after this 1-year deal, like, do you want to keep Russ around for the next several seasons and have it as a 1-year deal? If it doesn't work, then he can go next offseason. Then what's your plan? Because next year's quarterback class is not like this year's. It's not nearly as deep when it comes to the rookies. So are you going to keep Kenny Pickett around? And you're going to say, oh, well, open competition. I don't buy that for a second. I really don't. You don't bring in a quarterback of Russell Wilson's caliber and not have him start. It's like, it's the reason why Cam Newton isn't employed right now. Cam Newton could be a backup somewhere. I have no doubt about that. But because of the mindset of being with Cam Newton, a former league MVP, having played in Super Bowls before, like, you don't get to that elite level without that mindset and that confidence. I'm not going to fault Russell Wilson for that. But the fact that he's going to be the Steelers starter and Kenny Pickett's going to have to take a backup role now, what does that do for his development? How does he take that as well? And I'll say this too, not just to anoint Kenny the starter, maybe you credit the Steelers there to say, we need better production at the quarterback position. Maybe selfishly, I wanted to see what Kenny Pickett could do with a competent offensive coordinator, i.e. someone not named Matt Canada, right? So, and again, Matt Canada fired mid-season, first time the Steelers had done that since 1941, a coordinator or head coach firing either one of those positions mid-season, the World War II era. So then what does this say when at the end of the year, Kenny Pickett was cleared to play and they blamed it on injury and Mason was the starter? Maybe they see something with Kenny Pickett that they don't like and saying, hey, we're already folding our hand at that and trying to see who else we can bring in to play quarterback. Because now what I'm looking at is you're not going to re-sign Mason Rudolph because he's going to want the opportunity to start somewhere. And you're probably going to draft another quarterback to be your third stringer this year, to where you have Russell Wilson as the starter, Pickett as the backup, and then a rookie that hopefully you can develop. Hopefully that you can develop. A lot of people weighing in. George saying $1.2 million for a potential Hall of Fame player. I don't see how we get worse. Yeah, I mean, I get it, but what does it do to the locker room? What are you actually accomplishing with this move? I don't see that much more upside of, oh, this makes the Steelers a contender. I don't buy that. And look at the gambling markets as well after this move of what does this do to the Steelers' odds? Russell Wilson has not been that guy for years now. It's been at least 3 years. I'm telling you right now, you see Russell Wilson, you see the 9-time Pro Bowler, the Super Bowl champion. They'll go through all his accolades when you watch SportsCenter tomorrow. He hasn't been that guy in years. And if you're going to make a move like this, I'd have rather seen you go get Justin Fields because there's upside there. There's a rookie contract there. There's things that make sense of a quarterback still getting better. Russell Wilson's best days are behind him. And this just doesn't really change anything for Pittsburgh. Now, can move around and is probably more mobile than Kenny Pickett, but how can he hold up in the physicality of the division where Joe Burrow had a season-ending injury this past year? Same with Deshaun Watson. In previous years, we've seen it with Lamar Jackson. We've seen it the past 2 years with Kenny Pickett. So the fact of the matter is, if it is Wilson who's going to start, you'll probably see Kenny Pickett at some point in 2024. I don't know when it'll be. I don't wish injury upon any player, but that's the reality of the situation, the type of football that's played in this division. Tony saying nobody wanted him, Mark. Why? I think that deals with the locker room. I think that has to do with the dynamic of the locker room. And it's cool when you're winning Super Bowls, but to me, that rings hollow when you're not winning. And look, I think Russell Wilson got a bad rap this last year in Denver. I think Sean Payton had to do his front office's bidding. Ugly divorce there, an ugly end there. But the reality is there he had to beat Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert each twice a year. You got to go beat Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. I don't see it. And a lot of people saying Kenny's not the guy. I'd have at least wanted to see what Kenny Pickett could do with a competent coordinator. Coaching matters. When a young quarterback struggles in this league, it shouldn't be, oh, we're just going to write this guy off. And look, is Kenny Pickett going to be a future Hall of Famer? Probably not. But I wanted to see what he could have done with Arthur Smith this upcoming season. And I don't understand this move. I know it's on the cheap. Russell Wilson's going to try to resurrect his career because if he performs well, he's going to want that one last contract. And I know he's saying, I want to crack at two more Super Bowls. I want to get two more Super Bowls before I hang it up. It's probably not going to happen. unless he can find the fountain of youth or turn back time, I don't see it. I really don't see it. And it's just my opinion. If the Steelers are going to make a move like this, I'd have rather gone after Justin Fields. That's just where I'm at. That is how my gut feels when I heard this news. And I was like, you know what? Emergency pod time, late on a Sunday night, headed into early Monday morning. I cannot believe this news in all seriousness. And I'll say this, I credit Omar Khan for being aggressive, but this just to me wasn't the move because if it goes south, then you're going to turn to Kenny Pickett and say, oh, try to make things right at this point. I don't know. And again, I think Russell will probably be better than Pickett or Mason Rudolph, but what does that ultimately accomplish? What we're frustrated with as Steelers fans is this. You haven't won a playoff game since January of 2017. And I don't think that this move helps solve that problem. And you might say, well, Mark, look at Russell Wilson's previous success, a 9-time Pro Bowler, the playoff success. We're talking about years ago, not what is going to happen in 2024 and beyond. Nate Hackett didn't work in Denver. And then this last year with Sean Payton, he was a little bit better, a little bit better. But who else wanted Russell Wilson? I still can't believe this move. I still cannot believe this move. John bringing up a good point about Justin Fields, saying Justin would have had to been paid, not a rookie deal. So let me clarify. John brings up a good point in this regard. Had the Steelers traded for Justin Fields, they'd have been on a rookie deal for year four. But to make a deal like that, you'd have to pick up the fifth year option, which is still probably less than what he would make on an open market. It's about, it's more than $20 million, but it's probably not quite 25. So, and that's for the 2025 season as well, not this upcoming season, had the Steelers traded for Justin Fields. And if you're Chicago, let's talk about the repercussions. One less suitor for Justin Fields now. So that market that the Bears want a second round pick or even a first round pick for Fields, I don't know who the suitors are for the Bears, because your top three picks, the Patriots trade away Mac Jones to the Jags today. It's very likely that the top three picks, Bears, Commanders, Patriots, go quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. So Caleb Williams likely the number one pick. Number two, I don't know if the Commanders will go Jaden Daniels or Drake May. Patriots will get whoever's left over. That's what's going to happen. So I don't see the trade market for Fields right now after this deal and after the news today with the Patriots getting rid of Mac Jones. Turk checking in. Mark, I'm with you. It's the same old with this team. Get a Band-Aid for a season. I don't know what this move does for you. I really don't. And I just don't think Russell Wilson's been that guy for years now. And certainly it's exciting. This move would have been exciting 5 years ago, but oh man, Tony checking in saying we can still draft the future. Yeah. I mean, Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. I mean, that's like best case scenario, or Tom Brady in the sixth round. So I still do expect the Steelers to draft a quarterback, probably a day two or day three guy, probably a day three guy at this point. But to me, you're abandoning Kenny Pickett. And if and when things go wrong with Russell Wilson, how can Kenny Pickett then go in and expect to salvage things? Because Russell's probably more talented than him. I don't understand this move. I don't understand this move. And maybe you're looking at, okay, are there other, like, here's how I'm looking at this, right? And I hate to just look past the 2024 season. Are you already identifying which rookie quarterback you could go get in the 2025 draft class or 2026? That to me is kind of how I'm looking at this, because I don't see Russell Wilson being a solution beyond just this season. And you're going to see it. I promise you that. I promise you that. People saying abandon Kenny Pickett. I mean, the comments are just blowing up right now. George checking in. If we had a quarterback play with 28 touchdowns, we win the division easily and probably an AFC championship game. Yeah, wake me up when the Steelers win a playoff game. I mean, like, seriously, you look at stats and everything. This is what happens when you're down and facing major deficits in most games. Like, do you want to go look up at the Broncos year-by-year record for the last several years? I mean, I could do it if you want to, but again, Nate Hackett got fired mid-season in year one. You bring in Sean Payton, so you go 5-12 with Nathaniel Hackett, and then 8-9 this past year with Sean Payton. Okay, how is this year going to be any different with Russ in a Steelers uniform? You say, oh, well, the Steelers have weapons. Well, so did the Broncos too. They had some pretty good receivers, some decent receivers. If he's the third best quarterback in the AFC West, it's the same thing in the AFC North. I'm repeating myself at this point, but again, this has been an emergency edition of Believe in Steelers. We will have Ike Taylor on the show this upcoming week to talk about this move. I am still in shock about this. Russell Wilson to the Pittsburgh Steelers, a one-year deal. Denver's going to pick up most of the money. Denver and Pittsburgh will play in Denver this upcoming season. Cannot wait to see what that day will be. Mark it on the calendar. But Russell Wilson posting social media tonight, year 13 grateful. And Russell Wilson, for better or for worst, is going to be in the black and gold. He'll be 35, turns 36 in November. keep an eye on the odds market too, if it changes at all with this news and this signing with Russell Wilson to Pittsburgh. My name is Mark Bergen. Thank you for watching here on YouTube. If you're just joining us for the first time, please hit that subscribe button. Apple and Spotify, 5 stars and 5 stars only. Hope all of you have a great rest of your nights. I'll see you this upcoming week. Take care. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.